with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So do certain foods affect women differently than men? My guest is Jennifer Christman. She's the clinical nutrition manager at MediFast. She's also a registered dietitian. She knows a whole bunch about food and nutrients. So what food should men stay away from that women should eat more of? The sexes obviously are different in some ways, but we may be a little bit more different in the types of foods that we should be eating. What's good for me may not be so good for Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to Healthy Talk. So it looks like maybe, Jennifer, are you there? So I don't hear Jennifer
talking.
Oh,
I'm right here.
Talking.
I'm sorry. I'm right here. I'm sorry I was talking.
That's okay. Gosh. I thought all I said is welcome. I thought I scared you or something there, Jennifer.
No. I apologize. I think I hit mute by accident.
That's okay.
Well,
so you were just going off. You probably just said the best answer you ever said,
you
were muted.
I did. Of course. I'm talking.
Hey, it's all good.
Like,
it's live.
Dr. Mike.
Well, it's live.
This is
it's live radio.
Topic. Yeah. is a great topic.
Let's talk about
men versus women. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's.
Well, generally,
let's talk
women.
A little bit.
Women need less calories than men, just in general, just because our body masses tend to be less than men. But there are certain nutrients that women should pay a little more attention to than men, especially women of childbearing age.
Before you go into that, though, Jennifer, let me ask you this, mm-hmm. though. So when we talk about these gender differences, are we talking about young kids on up, adolescents on up, or are we talking about adults only here?
Well, we're talking more about adults. I mean, generally, everyone has the same nutrient needs. Like, everybody needs calcium, and everybody needs iron. But there might just be a different amount. And, of course, growing kids are going to need different amounts than adults. But generally speaking, today, we can talk just for adults.
Okay, so let's talk then. Let's start with the food and nutrients that you like to see women getting more of as a registered dietitian.
Sure. So women generally need foods that are rich in iron, especially if they're menstruating, because they're losing blood every month. So some good sources might be meat, fish and poultry, and then spinach is an excellent source. Not only, you know, the old Popeye, you know, makes your muscles strong, but
right.
It's just an excellent source of iron. And then chard and beans and lentils and split peas. And what I like to tell people is, you know, to better absorb iron, it's nice to pair it with some vitamin C, because that really helps you absorb iron the best. So, you know, you might see, recommend maybe drinking just a tiny bit of orange juice to get some vitamin C, or having a few slices of oranges or something like that to help you really maximize that absorption of the iron.
I like what you say here, too, because so we know that as menstruating women especially do need some iron. But I like that, Jennifer, you went right to the food sources, because I do think sometimes we can overdo the iron when it comes to supplementation. There are some times where people get a little bit too much, and iron mm-hmm. is a pro-oxidant. It can raise oxidative stress. So I like your answer. You get an A. Good job. You went right to the food. That's awesome. What else do you like to recommend besides the iron-rich foods?
So the next one we would recommend is calcium. And calcium, too, is important, especially for women as they get older, because they're at greater risk for osteoporosis. And, you know, as postmenopausal women, their estrogen declines. So get that calcium may leak from the bone. So, you know, we always recommend, you know, dairy-rich products. And these can be... dairy products such as like low-fat milk or yogurt, you know. And then if, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I just don't like dairy products. Well, you know, so many great foods are out on the market now. They're actually fortified with calcium and vitamin D. So you can get all kinds of milks. They have almond milk, they have almond coconut
right,
milk,
like
rice milk, yeah. Soy milk. Yeah, and they're delicious. And you can get unsweetened versions of these, so they're lower in sugar. Yeah. So
yeah,
those,
I actually enjoy... I enjoy the almond milk. Do you, Jennifer, do you like almond milk?
I actually enjoy the almond coconut blend. It's really low in calories and it's delicious.
No, I haven't tried that. I haven't tried that one. I because I'm not a big fan of milk products too much. I do think mm-hmm. that the pasteurized milk causes a lot of allergies, especially in kids. So I'm trying to move more of my family, patients, you know, customers here at Life Extension to the plant-based types, like the soy milks,
excellent.
The almond milk. I think those are going to be better. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got iron. Good.
Yeah, so we have iron. We're going to increase iron. We're going to get that calcium. What about postmenopausal women? Anything specific there that they should be eating more of?
Well, the calcium for sure because of the bones. More so I would say as we get older, what we want to be careful about is our intrinsic factor for vitamin B12 decreases. So we want to be careful that we're getting, you know, vitamin B12, and that is found in mainly animal products. So your meats, if you don't want to do dairy, you know, you butters and things like that, but you don't want to do too much fat. But, you know, definitely anything that's animal-derived, yeah.
Okay, and we're not, you know, I am a big believer in the moderation idea. There's, you know, we do need saturated fat to a small extent.
Mm-hmm.
The whole fat heart disease connection was really based on some faulty statistics done in the 1980s. So we have to be careful there. We do need some saturated fat in the diet. Is there any one or two specific foods you think women should avoid?
Well, I mean, just in general, I wouldn't say specifically for women, just in general for women and men, you know, we want to make sure that we have moderate intake of alcohol. You know, we want to be careful about that. So that's something that we want to be careful about. And we, of course, you know, too much sugar, and we want to monitor, you know, our carbohydrates and making sure that we're getting really good, rich, whole grains instead of, you know, all the refined sugar, the white breads. I mean, if we're having too much of that, you know, that can really add to inflammation in the body. So, you know, our bodies, especially women, as they're going, you know, through the childbearing age and then through menopause, you know, we're going through all of these changes, and you really just want to try to keep that inflammation down in the body. So trying to avoid too much sugar, alcohol, those types of food that are going to add to that inflammation.
Now, what about men? Is there anything that you like to suggest for men as far as food we should be eating more of?
Well, you know, with men, you know, you want to be, you know, one of the things that I like to recommend is, you know, foods that are rich in lycopene for prostate health. So, we like to recommend is tomatoes is really one of the best sources for lycopene. So, you know, that you can have that in such a variety of ways, making your own tomato sauce.
Easy to get,
Yeah, it's just so easy to do that. So, you know, of course, that's always a push, especially in Movember, right? In November when we're pushing towards that. So, and of course, if you have, you know, for younger men that are more active, you know, making sure that we're getting that variety and enough protein for muscle building, moderate protein, and, you know, just really watching the alcohol intake again and making sure it's not really high.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as the men, too, I like the idea of the lycopene-rich foods, which is really the tomatoes. Going along with that prostate issue, we got boron as well. So boron-rich food, which would be the leafy greens. So a nice tomato with some leafy greens, that's actually really good for the prostate. Hey, is there a website people can learn more about what you do at MetaFast, Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to MetaFastNow.com and learn about our program. Our program is really easy to follow. We use meal replacements that are proven to help with weight loss and weight maintenance, and all of our products are rich in nutrients as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming on. Thank you for the good work that you're doing. Please keep it up. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.